You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
Alrighty, and we are back. This is Elevated Radio FM, and I am on the phone with Tammy Perkins from Billings, Montana. She is the founder of Billings Addiction Counseling, and they're online as well, billingsaddictioncounseling.com. Tammy, thanks for joining.
Well, thank you, CJ.
Yeah, it's great to have you on, and we're eager to hear a little bit about yourself. So, what is it that you do exactly?
I am a licensed addiction counselor, and I help people who are affected by the disease of addiction, whether that be someone who personally has experience, family members, any, even community members who are affected by this disease. And by help, I mean we can sit down in sessions or in groups and have discussions to see what the symptoms are and how I can help.
Yeah, and addiction comes in many, many forms. Smoking, drinking, drugs, food, pornography. Is that the type of thing you're dealing with?
Yes, it is. It includes gambling and video addiction as well. Yes, all of those.
Yeah. Now, how did you get into this business? What inspired you to become a counselor?
I was trying to remember. It's about 20 years ago, and my children were graduating from high school, and I liked to do outdoor things and go to the gym, and one of my friends was working at an addiction facility here in town, and he said that I could go to baseball games in the gym and get paid for that. So I became a rehab tech, which I would supervise outings and do leisure activities, which some people, when we're in a situation where we've lost our way, lost our fun, we need to remember how to have fun leisure activities. So that's how I got started.
It is all about the simple things, right?
It is. Mm. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Now, what is the first step in tackling an addiction? Where do you come in?
I can come in if there's any question if the frequency or the amount of use of the certain substance comes into question. If any of the obsessive behaviors are getting in the way of life and functioning how a person wants to function. If there's a relationship issues and people are not getting along or they're withdrawing from relationships or their family and spending more time with that substance, we can sit down and see if this is a problem, if this is still a choice, and we can stop this progression into addiction.
Why does it seem some people are way more prone to becoming addicted than others? Some people, they can have that control and they can moderate some things, but others, they seem to not be able to control it. Why is that?
Sometimes it is in genetics. It's a fact that people who misuse alcohol, if it's in their family, they may have a 30% chance of passing that on to their kin. So it could be a predisposition, or it could be the environment. Maybe the social setting encourages the use of the substance or the obsessive behavior. It is very complex disease.
Yeah. Now, say we're meeting for the first time, and I'm seeking help. I'm an addict. How may you begin? What's your first step with me?
Well, we would fill out intake forms. I am a state-approved agency, which means I need to be compliant with the rules and regulations, including not revealing secrets. I guess I will protect everybody's information and will not talk about any specifics unless they give me written permission, and that's one of the first things. They need to trust that whatever they say stays here, and it's not going to be talked about with other people. I'm very professional that way, and hopefully give the impression that they can say anything they need to. If anything's bothering, them or if they have any questions or inkling that something can be corrected. Mm. Hopefully they can come in and we can figure out together what that can be.
Now,
also, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, do you find that your clients, are they coming in with their, on their own initiative, or is it usually a loved one or a family member that kind of recommends you?
You know, it really varies. I've had people come in on their own. I've had mothers and parents of people call me. I have people who have DUI that they need to take care of through the courts. So it really varies.
Yeah, now, excuse me. What kind of advice would you be able to offer somebody suffering with addiction who is looking for help? There are tons of programs and tons of counselors, and you can go in a bunch of different directions. How do you narrow down what exactly is right for you?
The person would need to be able to feel comfortable with whomever they're working with. And some of the criteria could be where you are comfortable. You want to find someone who listens to you. If you have ideas, you want them to respond to you and engage in a discussion. You want to be treated with respect and dignity and not be judged. This disease is stigmatized, and people may be embarrassed or ashamed. But at Billings mm-hmm. Addiction Counseling, there is no judgment whatsoever. We treat everyone with respect and welcome arms.
Now, would you recommend a one-on-one scenario or a group scenario, or is that all dependent as well?
That is also dependent on where the person might be in the level of care, which could range from inpatient, long-term, outpatient setting where they can work and go home at night after treatment or before treatment, possibly, or a group setting. I have recovery groups and relapse prevention groups, which cover different topics on how to live a healthier life. Prefer to sit down during the intake and discuss what the options are and what best fits with the customer.
Now, we have room for just about one more question here, Tammy, and that is about your role as a business owner and a counselor. What are some of the goals you have for the future?
Oh, I would love to be able to help everyone who needs it. There are several other larger agencies in town, and my focus right now is to help fill in some of the gaps. I don't want anyone falling through any of the cracks. We have a rural population in Montana, and I can do telemedicine if that will help, if someone has trouble getting to the office. Love to work with kids, prevention areas, and do seminars and training for parents or people who work with adolescents, see what the trends are and what to watch for if there's a risk of substance use.
And for our listeners that may want to take you up on that, can they reach out or ask questions anyway?
Oh, of course, of course. I don't have all the answers. Let's work on it together.
And what would the easiest way to reach out be? Is that through the website?
The website is hopefully very user-friendly. If that's not available, they can call me at 406-860-4499.
And that is BillingsAddictionCounseling.com. Tammy, thank you again.
Thank you, CJ. Appreciate your time.
And a big thank you to our listeners as well. One last time, BillingsAddictionCounseling.com. We're taking a short break. Stick around.
You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.